So, who's next?
Hi, Galexis. It's Stacy.
Hello.
Hi. So my question has to do with safety and trust, because I've met some of my power animals and spirit guides and people from other dimensions, and I want to work with them more, but I'm really afraid, and I keep coming back to this certain teachers that I had in the past that went nutsoid. They just got too out there, and they got kind of psychotic, and I know reasonably that's probably not going to happen, but I always feel like that if it got too real, that I would get stuck there, or that if I went somewhere when I wasn't in a high vibration, when I really need the help, that I'm going to attract some creepy entity that will be stuck to me. Or how do you know that all these thousands of people are really good?
All right. Well, any entities or beings who are going to be attracted to you will be attracted by your vibration. If your vibration, like those of your teachers, gets twisted into ego, I'm special. I have special access, special powers. And these beings are jealous of me and want to attack me and want to take away from me. And the paranoia that comes from that. Then, yes, you're going to attract all sorts of slimy little astrals. Right? And the astrals will come looking like light beings, gorgeous angels and all sorts of things. They can put on any form they want. But they'll seduce you. So how do you tell which is which? Well, first of all, if you're in your power and you stand up to them and say, in the name of love, speak the truth. When you say in the name of love, and they're not going to be in the name of love, they cannot be fake. They will fall apart. They will leave. If you have a spirit helper, higher self, with whom you do have a very positive, trusting relationship, then you would call that one in. Now, there are those who got seduced by ego, and essentially the ego put on the garment of their higher self and would tell them anything they wanted to hear. So how do you separate that one out? You've got to be aware of ego. That's going to be what keeps you aware. And you have to ask for the highest. Now, there is a whole spectrum of metaphysics, and especially things with shamanic stuff, that the old-time shamans did all sorts of horrible things to each other. There were all these wars between this shaman and that shaman, and they had, you know, darts, psychic darts and poison darts and all sorts of curses and poison trees that would come after them and all sorts of kind of crazy stuff. But all of this was ego. All of this was, you know, I'm more important, I'm more spiritual than this other one. And those are all based on jealousy. Now, if you show a lot of light and you become visible, one of your fears is that there will be some who are jealous who want to take something away from you. It comes from that tradition. And you've had enough training from teachers who are in that tradition to anticipate that, because that's when it shows up. As soon as things start to get good, problems arise. Right? It's like a lot of people feel that it's almost like a curse to say good things. Because if the Spirit's here that you have, that you're happy and fulfilled and successful, they're going to be very upset. The humans are ahead of us. We're going to have to go and teach this human a lesson. This is old-timey stuff. But you want to make a break with it. So you want to look out, what choices have you made in the past when you did follow those teachers and you were absorbing the tradition that was kind of implied through their experiences and their stories as they told you. You're going to have to go back in your mind, we would suggest, and separate out the ego out of it in your memory and recognize, oh, they're talking about this and this story, but there's their ego. Now I'm proud of myself because I vanquished this attacker, you know, or whatever it is. You understand, dear one?
Yes.
And recognize that, yes, they did get to a place where they had a lot of power. But the reason they went to the dark side or they got trapped by it is because they couldn't distinguish their ego from themselves. Dear one, we don't think you're going to have that problem. So what we would suggest that you do is to practice the self-awareness techniques that we've been doing in the last couple of techniques here, little processes, and to get really present with yourself and intimate with yourself, valuing yourself, and then letting the mind stuff go by. If you encounter any negative entity or anything that feels negative, the first thing that you're going to feel is you're going to feel something twist in your solar plexus. That's an attempt to control you. Okay? So if you feel anything hit your solar plexus or pull something out of your solar plexus or out of your throat, these are the two places that humans are vulnerable to losing power. Is there a solar plexus and throat? If you feel something pulled out of there or you feel an impact there, then you must say, in the name of love, in the name of truth, in the name of God, God is all that is. Let me see who you are right now. Show me who you are. And they will show you. If they have this incredible, radiant, angelic form, they'll all of a sudden shrink into this kind of little, you know, warty little demon or something. If they're negative, whatever visual works for you, because you have your own idea what, like gargoyles, you know, or indications of wicked spirits, you know, and they're on the old cathedrals, you know, because they're supposed to be protectors. Yeah. But the most important thing here is for you to stay present with you and to stand in the name of the truth, of the light, of the love. All right? That's about all you nearly need. You see, when you can do that enough and you can start to realize that these are not really attacking you, that's the philosophy of these teachers that went off the deep end, right? That's not the way the universe even works. But if you believe it, then your universe will work like that because you're creating it, right? So what you want to look at is what is your relationship with your reality? Is it as a friend? Do you love your reality? Does your reality love you? Are you buddy buddies? Or are you uncomfortable with your reality? Does it make you nervous? Does it put some pressure on you to perform or to be somebody? Or your reality seems to be very picky about giving you things or judgmental? Whatever your relationship with your reality is, that's what your life in the physical plane and your manifestations will be about. So, all of you, what's your relationship? Think about it. What is your relationship with your reality? You know, there was the time you were the rebel, right? You remember rebelling against the order of things? The way other people saw order? Against the establishment? Some of you are old enough to remember that. Right? The rebel. Is there still a piece of rebel in you? If there is, then your relationship with your reality is not a real friendly game. It's your opponent. It's a resistor. Have you tried to manifest off by programming furiously? Meditate, put together grids, do this, do that, technique, this, that, do it all day and night, da 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 da, to make this happen, I'm going to make this happen, da da da. You're trying to control your reality. So if you're trying to control, what's your relationship with your reality? You feel your reality is controlling you. So it's a battle for control. So just look at your relationship with your reality. Some of you see your reality as the great lesson giver, right? Here's your next lesson. You go, what do I have to learn now? I thought I already learned this. That's not the job of your reality. That's your interpretation of your feedback, of your reflections. Generally, when a challenge comes to you, especially an unpleasant appearing challenge, if you can look at it from the point of view of a powerful reality creator, you can respond as a powerful reality creator. And it doesn't have to be a painful lesson. Most of the time, you've already learned the lesson. It's just your relationship with your reality that sucks. Right? You've already learned the lesson, but you think, oh, obviously I haven't learned the lesson because, damn it, here it is again in yet another form. That's not necessarily true at all. And we emphasize this to so many people so many times, that when you get a challenge, like a negative entity or whatever it is, or a test, okay, the test, okay, that's just really an invitation. It's an invitation being posed to you by your subconscious mind, who's trying to maintain consistency with your past, right? Or your negative ego trying to get you to give up power to it, just as you have in the past sometime. And essentially, it's an invitation. Why don't you really want to go back and do this thing that you used to do? It's a familiar pattern. It feels really good and familiar, doesn't it? Don't you want to go back into that again? And all you have to do is say no. But a lot of people say, oh, no, I've got to go and process this again. I've got to, oh, let me go and find, you know, this workshop, and I'm going to redo all these meditations. We would suggest, don't do it when you're under duress. Meditations are for just transformation and upliftment. But don't do it as a sense of, oh, I've got to, otherwise I'm going to get whammied. I'm going to get so stressed, I'm going to have to go back through all my childhood again and figure it all out. Been there, done that. You know? So what you want to look at is that when a challenge is sent to you, to say, okay, look at what I do when this shows up. Look at what thoughts and feelings are going on in my head. Look at what stuff I say to myself with my inner voices, my head talk, my self talk. Let me look at that. Let me change that. Because sometimes when these challenges show up, all of a sudden you get into the dark story, right? Oh, no, this is another one of those dark stories, and this is when I do this, and this, and this always happens, and blah, 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 and I'm always like this, and blah, 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 blah. And pretty soon you've written your dark story. This is the way it happens for me. I'm always the one, the last one. I always miss the boat at the last minute, but da 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 da. My manifestations always fizzle. And you get these stories. Well, sometimes these challenges come to you so that you'll pay attention and stop the damn story. What if your story was different? What if it didn't lead to that expected downfall and that sad, tragic end and that problem and that issue and over and, oh, why don't they ever recognize that I go to every doctor and they never get it? They never get what my symptoms I mean and blah, 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 and they always screw me up. Well, what if that didn't happen anymore? What if you changed your story by choice? Maybe you could just say no. So what chatter in your brain would you like to say no to? What's your dark story? And dear one, the one who asked the question here, dear Stacy, this is your teacher's story you're afraid of. You're afraid of repeating your teacher's story. And look what happened to them. Right?
Right.
It's not your story. But if something like that happens to you, it's an invitation to you to go for your teacher's story. Your choice. Can you stay present and empowered as an adult and say, that's the choice to the teacher's story. So what's the alternative? What story would I like to have? Your story is that you would not feel threatened, take anything personally, and you would just encounter whatever quote-unquote negativity that you find in your reality without feeling scared of it, feeling preyed on by it, and powerless with it. What if you felt powerful all the time? A lot of people are scared of negativity. They don't want to be around certain people because they're so negative. And that betrays their powerlessness, their fear of losing power, their fear of getting sucked into some kind of dark hole. But that's the story. And it's all choice. So what choices would you like to make, all of you? What's the light story? The light story is actually closer to the truth. In fact, the truth is even better than the light story. But the light story is that you will succeed. You will get where you want to go. You're not going to fail your mission in this lifetime. You're not lost. You haven't been stupid. You're not behind. A lot of people think they're behind. You're where it's right for you to be. People have complained to us for like 20 years. When am I going to do my great work? And we say, well, actually, dear one, the great work that you want to do, the form for that is not available on the planet yet. And they'd be like, ah! Because they go have a good time. Talk about a challenge, right? Enjoy yourself. Love. So, there's no form that's necessary. It's who you are. That's really your journey. If you hold the resonance of your light story is just the unfoldment of light and more light. And what does light bring you? It brings you love, more power, more freedom, more safety. And what could be wrong with that, right? How long do we go?
Till 10:30.
All right. Okay. Yay.
A whole lot of 25 minutes.
All right. Okay. Well, let's do a little choice. Anybody want to make a choice for a light story? Okay. All right. So close your eyes. Just be with you and be with us. You and us together having a nice time. Just hanging out. Not doing anything. Just being together. And you're telling us about your life. Tell us, mentally speak to us, and tell us the dark story you're afraid of, the sabotage you're afraid you're going to do to yourself, the losses you're afraid you're going to have to experience, and then what would happen. Talk to us about your fears, the fear that you're going to live a dark story. The fears of negativity, of entrapment, of manipulation by others, whether physical or non-physical. The fear of the unknown, what lies on the other side. The lack of safety. Talk to us about your lack of safety. Talk to us about the feeling of loneliness and separation that you fear. Those scenarios that you read about on the news or watch on TV or internet, and you're so relieved it didn't hit you this time. But could it? Those horrible stories of suffering. Some say that just being in a physical plane existence is suffering enough. But what if it was really, really sucky, really bad? Feel what it does to your body. Feel where it sits in you. Feel perhaps your solar plexus, your throat, your chest. Feel around in your body, sense it. Where's the darkness go? Where does it settle? Maybe it settles in your legs or your hips. Maybe it settles in your head or your neck. There's your favorite places it may settle in. Perhaps lower back, chest. Perhaps it settles in your physical body in a system like the circulatory system or the lymphatic system or the immune system or the hormonal system, nervous system. Digestive, eliminative system. Where do you stash your dark story, your fears? We've got a handy vortex available. So put your attention on the dark story. Center, hone your focus on the dark story and all the fears that go with it. All that lack of safety, feeling unsafe, feeling powerless, trapped, and separated from the love. At the count of three, we're going to pull that out of you. Let it go. We're going to pull it, throw it into the vortex. to be transmuted back into the light from which it came. Because indeed all things are light, just different frequencies. These particular frequencies to be transmuted. So pay attention to it, especially where it is in your body. One, we're gathering, give it to us. Two, okay, with a nice deep breath and out. Three, some of you found that one a little harder to let go of. All right. There we go. Okay. All right. Okay. So, what's your light story? You're hanging out with us on a beautiful, wonderful Friday night, right? Tell us your light story. What would be fun? How could you experience more love? More loving, touching, healing, more passion and creation, more growing with fun and ease. Love and power, feeling empowered and strong and glorious, knowing. The freedom to be yourself, what that looks like applied into your daily life. Feeling supported, loved, nurtured by your reality, by your environment, regardless of what it is you choose to be or do. Trusting. What is it like to feel deep, deep peace, safety, deep trust? All abiding, anchoring from soul and spirit deep into you. What would that life be like? Just imagine and stretch. There might be a bright light in your heart chakra or third eye, flaring, spraying light sparkles. Where in your body is your light story? Where would you like to put it? Focus on it. Focus on the energy of it. Focus on the joy and the celebration and the fun of it. Okay, at the count of three, we're going to gather it with you. Give it to us. And at the count of three, we'll shoot it out into the vortex, into your reality. To ricochet, to bounce back to you in form, to open to you a new natural life that is, it's natural for you. One, two, whoo, it's very nice and bright and big and brilliant. Okay, on three. It's going all the way to the ends of the earth and beyond to the end of your reality, permeating your whole reality. You're going to feel a little floaty for a while. That's natural. All right, dear one, how are you feeling now? You're feeling a little bit steadier, you might say, in dealing with the energies?
Yes.
All right. There will come a time where the old story of your teachers and all the stories of old-timey metaphysics and all the astral entities and all that stuff will cease to have any reality to you. It will cease to impact you because you'll be feeling a deep sense of trust with your reality. It's your friend. Eventually, you and it will be one, but you're not there yet. If you can just get it to be a good friend, wow, you've really gotten something. You've really gotten there. All right, so what we'd like to do is do another brief one to close the evening. Brief question. If we can possibly do anything that's brief, if you've noticed, but nevertheless, sometimes we can compress time a little bit. Most of the time we don't want to, but we know you all want to get out of here and go home and all that.
Hi, Galexis.
Hello.
I'm wondering about the crystal that I'm holding, what the energy of the crystal is that I have on my body.
All right, describe it. We can't really...
It's round, green, mm-hmm. with pink in it. Looks like the shape of the earth.
Well, that's sweet. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's really quite sweet. There's a beauty about it. There's a sweetness about it. It reminds you of another place and time on the other side where you were just exquisitely happy.
Oh, I like that.
So it holds a sense of a memory, a resonance, a pattern of a life that was just, it had a beauty and simplicity in it and a tremendous amount of safety. Oh. But magic as well. It's on another planet.
Nice.
But it's part of your mission to bring that here.
Hmm.
And so you're just, when you hold it, it will ground you in that energy.
Lovely.
And so just can imagine a really nice story. You know, some of these, there's beautiful kind of metaphysical stories that Hollywood likes to put together, and they all start out really, not all of them, but some of them start out really sweet, really nice, and then they turn really nasty. And then there's the evil ones, and there's war and violence and all sorts of bloodbath and stuff. But there's always that little section where the young one finds their teacher who is benevolent and loving or something like that, and there's this happy place in there. That's this kind of energy.
Lovely.
Without all that violence, crappy stuff in there. Because despite what Hollywood tends to want to show you, you have all had lifetimes being happy. Believe it or not, there, you know, well, yeah, if you don't want to believe it, you don't have to, but you have had happy, happy lifetimes. Really fulfilling lifetimes, satisfying, wonderful lifetimes. And you weren't nearly as conscious as you are now. And we want to emphasize, stupidity is not required for happiness, right? What you are doing is you're taking happiness to another level. You're going to discover conscious happiness rather than, some of you experienced this when you were children, that there was blissful moments where you were just kind of just happy. The one who channels us would like to lie in the grass sometimes, and there was this real rich green grass, and she would just lie in the cool green grass in the shade of a big hackberry tree in the middle of the summer, listening to the buzz of the bees and just zoning into absolute bliss, lying on the earth there in that cool of the shade. Just an incredible, blissful memory for her. Peaceful. Wonderful. So you can use that crystal for that, just to ground yourself. Anytime you feel stressed, out of sorts, fragmented, to sit with it, close your eyes, and hold it. Now, we would not say that every piece of every rock that is of that type will do this. But this particular one, shaped into this round ball, just for you, specifically, does this. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, thank you.
You're certainly welcome. All right. My gosh, we were fast. All right. Well, before we wrap the evening up, because we know you all want to get home, and those of you who are coming for the workshop need to get a little sleep. Let us just give you a little bit of an attunement. Right. Oh, yeah, another process. Darn. Okay, let us just give you a little attunement. We want to attune you to the grid, the light grid, power, freedom, love, safety, trust. That's a four-dimension grid, four-structure grid. But going through it are three channels of divine expression that is natural to you. We talked about them here and there earlier this evening. One, love, touch, heal. Being loved, being touched, being healed, loving, touching, and healing others, as well as yourself. Channel one, the connection channel. Channel two, moving energy, passion, dynamic, flow, through your imagination, your creativity, to dream, and to move energy towards the experiencing of that dream. The creative channel. And the third channel, to learn, to grow, to expand who you are, to expand your awareness of yourself so that you can remember your divine nature. That's the learning channel. So you've got three channels, and you function on them all the time. It's your nature as a divine being. So take the three channels and the four elements of the foundation of the new paradigm and cross the four to the three, and you get a new matrix. A new matrix of a new life and the new world life. So we'd like to attune you a little bit to that, if that'd be all right with you. So just close your eyes, and once again, go to that focus of self, that attention, that point of attention, attending to your attention, to that point of consciousness, and go sit in it. Go sit in it to the best of your ability. Being present with yourself. You, a spark of consciousness, spark of the divine, a powerful reality creator, a light being having a physical plane experience. You've come here to fulfill two missions, your personal mission of self-realization and your choice of what level of participation you wish to have in your global mission, part of the great shift that you've come to witness, to play with, to experience, to activate. your divine being, your light, by your very nature, you desire to love, touch, and heal. By your very nature, you have to imagine things, dream up things, create. And attempt to realize your creations through a dynamic flow of energy, of activation, of motivation, of passion, desire. Leading to pleasure, to ecstasy, natural to you. You seek pleasure in many ways. And then the third channel. Everything that you take in through your life, you've learned from, you've thought about, you've grown because of positive and negative experiences. You've become more aware of your divine nature. You become more aware of your capabilities. And if you would let go of the rest of your judgments about yourself, the remnants of the dark story with its limitations, you can see more and more of the effulgence of the luminosity of the natural being that you are. And this amazing divine being that you are, creating this incredible illusion, it is really beyond most people's imagination. And it could be beyond yours too, to look at this world and think, hey, this is mine, my field of play. But when you step into the awareness of yourself, or at least put on just temporarily the mantle of the divine light being that you are, and look at your reality from that perspective, it makes a little more sense. You may not know exactly how you did it, but somehow you see that you have a direct bearing and influence on your world, on your reality, both small and large. You are powerful. You can make choices. You can act upon your own self-determination. You can claim your free will, a gift of creation. You can be free. You can be free to be you. You can align all of your reality with you. Align it with you. You can be safe and trust that this reality of yours will support you, love you, be with you as your partner, just as you partner with your body. And you can feel that safety. You can feel the love. You can receive the love. The love, the power, the freedom, the safety. The connecting channel, creating channel, and learning channel. We're going to weave these through you, through your spinal column, into your very chakras. We're going to start at the top. We're going to open a little hole in your head. And down it comes. A little weave like a double helix. Down through your head. Seventh chakra, sixth chakra. A little light. Sixth chakra. Behind the eyes. Third eye. Putting it into your envisioning of the future. To your throat. The expression of yourself. Your story. The story that you tell. Of light. Down to your heart. Okay, let it drop down to the heart. That's it. And the heart a little light. Anchoring in the love. You're not alone. Hundreds are with you. Down into solar plexus. Between the heart and the solar plexus can be sometimes a scary valley. Just let it go right through there. Bringing the light into that whole area. Under the diaphragm of your body. Into the pancreas and the liver. All right. Okay. Feeling powerful. Connecting the power. Down into the second chakra now. The sacral chakra, the sexual chakra. Here's where most of you are a little weak. This chakra has been so worked over. A little light. Put some light here. A beautiful self-image of yourself. And the gender that you are, the age that you are. Self-acceptance. Self-acceptance. And then down to the root. Into the safety. And then we're going to drop a light. All the way again from your crown. The receiving. All the way down. It's just going to shoot down there. Just gently, easily. No pressure, no violence, nothing. Just easy. Just going to go. Whew. Here we go. Just let it come down. Ooh, a little light. Okay, there we go. Right down the center of the back. Aligning it all, connecting to the root. And from the root down now to the ground. That beam of light extends down into the earth. Let it go down. That's it. Connecting with the earth, connecting with physicality. And above your head is a bright star that is us, shining. We've been hanging out for a wonderful evening. We have certainly enjoyed spending time just hanging out with you. Just feel our light on the top of your head. Just feel our light on you. Feel safe with it. There's a lot of love with it. You're free. And you're grounded and connected above and below. Attuned. You're spiritually more dense now. And dense is a good thing. You have more substance, more richness. You're grounded spiritually. So let yourself come back now and open your eyes. That's all there is to it. You might feel just a little light. And if you do, do the Galexis salute. Okay, just get the first, the second and third finger. That's the first two after the thumb. Put them together and put the back of them against your third eye. Just at the top of your nose, just right across there. Calm you down. Ground you. Present. It has been our pleasure. We have had so much fun with you. We wish you a wonderful night. So, dear ones, it's been our pleasure. We surround you with our light and our love. Farewell.